Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, that's me, baby. And that's you, baby. Amy, morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Morning.
You know, I eat food over my computer all the time. I'm on my computer all the time. And I always know the food's in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Apple is releasing a crumb-resistant keyboard. Like, they feel the pain.
Hmm.
They have filed a patent for a crumb-resistant keyboard for your laptop. Because I eat when I type. I'm surprised I don't have one of these blood clots in my brain from as much as I look at my screens. I mean, I'm on a screen all the time. Unless I'm boxing, I'm on a screen. Phone, computer, all the time. The new idea is to release air with each keystroke, so when you push a button or a key, air comes up.
Wow.
Oh, and
blows
it just
the crumb out.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's smart.
Should be out in a little over a year. My computer's been freezing up for some reason. And then you have to hold down the power button for 8 seconds and hope that it comes back to life with all the stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, stressful.
Do you guys ever do that?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Do you ever do that thing where you just throw it down the stairs?
That I don't do.
Oh, no. You don't get frustrated with it and just chunk it?
No. I just accidentally drop it sometimes.
Oh, yours are accidental.
Yeah.
I've been watching The Americans still. I'm on season 5. Because I think season 6 just started, the last season.
So, just to confirm, it's not on Netflix.
It's not. That's why I told my computer I had to download it.
Yes, I know. I wanted to start it, and I went to Netflix and kept thinking, am I spelling it wrong? Because I just want everything to be easily, readily available on Netflix for me because I want to binge it. So I guess I'm going to have to get it on iTunes.
You have to pay for it. It's good. But like Handmaid's Tale, that's on Hulu.
Which I have, which is amazing.
Which I don't. Mm. So you have to buy it.
It would be cheaper for you to get a Hulu subscription than to buy the season of Handmaid's Tale.
What else is on Hulu?
Lots of things.
Name one other show.
That's where I watch This Is Us. That's where I watch network shows. Designated Survivor.
I don't know.
Scandal.
Yeah. Seems like.
What else do you want? What else do you see? But I don't watch them when they live.
Air.
Yeah. Do you watch them on their air date?
No, I DVR them.
Okay.
How progressive are you?
I'm so progressive. I've had Hulu before. I had Netflix, I think.
You know, you were just wrong, though. That's not progressive. That's just making a bad choice.
No, that was before Netflix was cool.
What show are you watching right now? I'm watching The Americans. Amy?
Girls Incarcerated.
Girls Incarcerated. Tell me more.
And tell me very slowly, please. Use your word.
It sounds bad, but it is on Netflix, and it's about young girls that are locked up in jail. They're in jail. It's really sad. It makes me want to love on young girls that don't feel like they get love, because that's why they're in jail.
It's called Girls Incarcerated?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Altered Carbon.
Are you still in that show?
Yeah, I got
two. Is it better?
I got two episodes left in the season.
You don't like it that much?
It's interesting, but it's not my favorite of all time.
Would I like it?
Yeah, because you have a weird mind.
Eddie?
Oh, I'm watching Sneaky Pete right now on Amazon still.
Huh.
It's good.
Well, welcome to, what? You said something?
Oh, no.
You're just picking the lice out of your hair.
No, it's not.
It looks like she was raising her hair.
Yeah. No, I'm not picking
What's
anything
in
out of my hair. No, sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes I pull at my hair and I pull it out.
Okay.
Oh, that's...
Well, let's get going here on Tuesday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's our mini positivity segment now.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
2 days after Randall Cole retired, he decided to find something good to do with his free time. So he started helping neighbors in the surrounding area get their cats out of trees. And you go, okay, that's a simple little thing. Well, since he retired in 2014, Randall has rescued 150 cats. Holy
wow,
cow.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. So, Randall, I see you, buddy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Outside of San Antonio, Texas, a package containing nails and shrapnel exploded inside a FedEx facility. At least one member of the staff reportedly has been injured in the explosion. In other news and weather news, the fourth nor'easter this month is headed for the Northeast, bringing up to 11 inches of snow. Watch out, New York City, New Jersey. Be careful on those roads. And finally, Kroger announced they're phasing out all guns and ammunition at their 132 Fred Meyer stores. So there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, your wife does Rent the Runway?
Yeah, she did it for the first time this past weekend, and it's amazing.
Do you know what Rent the Runway is?
Yeah, you rent your dress or whatever you need, and you return it.
So she had to pay for it. Would you have an event or something?
Yeah, we had a wedding, and she paid $30, and this elegant dress comes to the door all perfect and beautiful, and then she just puts it in the little thing they give her and she ships it back. $30, and she looked like she spent thousands of dollars on a dress. It was awesome.
By the way, this is not a commercial in any way. I don't think we've ever had a deal with Rent the Runway.
No.
But
it kept your wife from buying a dress? Is that why you're excited?
Yes, because it's a dress that she probably won't wear again. And it's something that it fits her right now, boom. And then you send it back and you don't have to worry about cleaning it. You don't have to worry about keeping it nice. They do all that for you.
What about pregnancy clothes? Because your wife's how long?
16 weeks.
Okay. I don't know what weeks are.
That we're in the middle of the second trimester, whatever that
means.
Look
at all these words. At one point, Lunchbox would yell at people for going, why are you talking in weeks?
You're halfway there.
So you're...
I don't know if we're halfway there.
4 months?
Yeah. Okay. 4 months, I guess, is about right.
So she's showing?
Starting to get a little bump. Like, you can start to see a little bit.
So what about clothes?
She hasn't bought any of the maternity stuff yet. And that's why this dress thing was perfect, because she is getting a little bit of a bump, so... You don't want to go out and buy a dress that you're not going to wear because you're pregnant. And so, boom, Rent the Runway brings it. And then she did bring up, should we go get maternity clothes? I was like, nah, let's
Can
not
you
do that.
Rent the maternity runway?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Let me check and see if that's already out there. Rent maternity clothes.
It is. Latode has it.
Do they?
Yeah, for maternity.
Oh, look at that.
Good one, Amy.
There you go, latote.com.
Wow, you can. Right there, when you type it in Google, first one that comes up, latote.
Latote.
L-E?
Yeah, latote. Amy has a deal with them.
Latote. I know, but I don't understand how that's...
What would you call it?
Latote.
There it is.
Latote. L-E-tote is lay.
Everybody reads and says things differently.
But it's the first one. I didn't know you could rent maternity fashion. All right, why?
Maternity fashion.
He's
actually...
He's a pro at this, you
he's
can
like,
tell.
16 weeks, trimester, baby size of the apple. I mean, the guy has learned a lot. How's she doing, though? Good?
She's great.
She puking?
No puking. She
Ever?
Hasn't had any morning sickness
Amazing.
At
wow,
all.
Wow, that's great.
And she was freaking out in the beginning because she wasn't sick until she told her mom, hey, I'm pregnant and I've not been sick. And her mom was like, I wasn't sick at all in any of my pregnancies. So maybe she just has good genes.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge
And
blessing.
If she doesn't, she can get more genes at latote.com.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. Around the room with some tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Amy, you're up.
Well, teens surprised a classmate with money for a service dog. There's this girl named Kaylee. She has cerebral palsy, and it's limited her mobility. But service dogs are really, really expensive. So people from her school started setting up concession stands and raising money, and they just handed her $3,000 to go towards her service dog. That's
awesome.
So thoughtful.
That is awesome.
Like, when I was a teenager, I wasn't really thinking about things like this.
I need to pay for my insurance and maybe go get me a Frito pie at the football game. Dang, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this one. So there's this woman who works at the Walgreens. And they call her the Walgreen lady. Her name's Irene. She's worked there for 25 years. She's never been on a vacation. And so a lot of the people at the store in the town GoFundMe me $2,500 to go on a two-day vacation. They sent Irene, the Walgreen lady, on a vacation.
Wow.
Because she's always been kind to them when they walk in.
That's awesome.
For no reason.
Love it.
Except for the reason that she's really nice to people, so they wanted to be nice to her. Lunchbox, go, babe.
Kayla is 30 years old. She's from Alabama, and she was in a wedding. She's a bridesmaid. She gets the pictures back, and she's like, oh, my goodness, I look disgusting. So she stopped drinking Coke. She was drinking 2 liters a day, fast food at least 6 times a week, started hitting the gym at 3 o'clock in the morning before her kids woke up. She lost 110 pounds.
Dang.
Woo!
That's a good story, babe.
All right.
Don't ever call me babe. That was so awkward.
No,
I wasn't
no.
even going.
Good. No, it's good, babe. Hey, I think every day I'm going to throw it to him. All right, Lunchbox, you're up, babe. How about a little Name That Tune this morning?
Okay. Bring
it. How it works is I'll play a song from the very, very, very beginning. If you know it, you yell your name. Title and artist, okay? Your buzzer is your name. There's a theme, too. If you guess theme, let me know.
Love it.
Here we go. Question song number one. Name That Tune.
Amy,
wow.
High Valley, Devil Knocking at Your Door.
High Valley is correct. You know the title of it, anybody?
Well, the devil's knocking at my door.
Current top 10 song.
I'm broken and I'm bad at war.
Eddie. She's mine.
Ooh, no.
Valley, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
She will be mine.
No, I'm sorry. That's it. Okay, number two. Name That Tune.
Eddie.
Lunchbox.
What?
Eddie.
Lindsay L. Criminal.
Oh. Lunchbox.
Correct, 2 points. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
They're all from Canada.
That's correct.
Go!
Oh,
eat that!
All right, we're done with that.
He did nail the theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, you could have been working on
that. High Valley, She's With Me. What's the name of that song?
She's With Me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lindsay L. Criminal. All right. Song number three. Name That Tune.
For all that time.
Oh, my goodness.
Justin Bieber.
Is this a joke?
Shh. Boring.
Incorrect. Need the title of the song.
Ain't on my parade. In all the clubs you get in using my name.
Wait, all of it was incorrect?
No, he got Justin Bieber.
My heart. He's from Canada.
Canada, yes.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
She don't like you.
No.
I'm crying on my
Amy, title.
And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone talking.
Justin, come on.
I still care or don't, but you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be
my mama don't like you.
No, it's called Love Yourself.
You should go and love yourself.
Two left. What's the score?
Eddie 3, Lunchbox 3, Amy 1.
Okay, here we go. Name That Tune.
Amy!
Lunchbox.
Amy! Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Damn!
She tied it up.
Amy just guessed without even knowing.
Lunchbox!
What are you doing?
What
are you
going
you
blind.
Already guessed the
he's
theme.
Going blind.
Okay, it's on the song right now.
This is so
he's
lame.
Going blind. It's
yes.
on the song.
Okay, okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
Shania Twain.
What?
My.
Play it, Bone.
Now, I'm playing the one that was on already just so I don't move the mouse. Here you go. It's not Shania Twain. Here you go. You two. Amy.
Alanis Morissette.
What?
Hey, Ironic.
Correct and winner.
What?
Yeah!
How did you do that?
Pretty sure like every day in seventh grade or something I played this CD in my room.
How do you know that Shania Twain as the closer?
It's just what the cursor was on.
Yeah. And she was down lower if there was a tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turns
98. I didn't know
he won the lottery. And died the next day.
It's a black fly in your Chardonnay.
A death row pardon.
Bones knows all the words.
A minute too late.
And isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
It's like praying on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you're already there. It's a good advice, but you just didn't take.
And who would have thought it figures?
That a girl.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have added some more dates to their Soul to Soul tour, so must mean Tim is feeling better. It's going to pick up May 31st in Richmond, Virginia, and run into late July. Devin Dawson and Caitlin Smith will open some of the shows. You can get details at soultosoultour.com. And you know, yesterday we were talking about Luke Bryan doing a shoey where he poured a beer in a boot and drank out of it. So gross. Well, Luke Combs took part in it too, and he posted it up on his Instagram. Again, pour the beer in the boot, chug from the boot. Ugh, spit beer everywhere. It's gross. Watch his video at Luke Combs. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Evansville, Indiana. A 19-year-old man was busted after he robbed a bank by taking a cab. He called the cab, said, "Hey, take me down there to the bank on 3rd Avenue." Gives him a note, runs out with a bag full of cash. Even paid the cab driver with the stolen cash. So when the cab driver saw the report of bank robbery, he was like, "Hey, I think I know where the guy lives."
So he took the car back to his house too, huh?
Yeah, he took the cab back home.
19-year-old and man.
Yeah, I thought about that.
That's
sounds
more like
weird.
A teenager. I mean, I guess like, yeah.
You can vote. You're a man.
You know how I feel. I think there should be one age where you can vote, you can drink, you can everything.
Well, when did you become a man?
That's a good question.
Either 14 or not yet, depending on how you look at it. You know, when did I have to strap on the adult living life? Probably 14 or so. When did I get mature? Not there yet.
Working on it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. What up, Kaylee Joe?
Hey, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. How are y'all?
We're really good. Everybody good in here?
Good.
Kaylee Joe, what's going on?
I was just calling in. I was actually listening to a Bobbycast, and I was getting ready for work, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to call in. So I wanted to just say good morning, and I know Lunchbox is expecting soon, and I wanted to tell y'all that was kind of when I bonded with y'all the most is when I was on maternity leave. My baby's almost 9 months old, and I would go for our evening strolls with my glass of wine and listen to you all. And so now he really loves to listen in the mornings, too. I'll listen to all the podcasts, so he's familiar with all of your voices, and I feel like I have, you know, followed you all through each of your different parts of your lives, and I just thank you guys so much for sharing your stories with us. We all feel so close to y'all as family, pretty much, so I love you guys.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you. Does your baby think I'm the daddy?
Well, I'm trying to teach him to say dada. That way, when he needs something, he asks for dada instead of mama.
Oh, that's true. Maybe like Bobby.
Yeah.
Now, so what's his name?
His name is Joe.
As in Joseph or just Joe?
Just Joe. Just straight Joe. He's named after my husband's grandfather.
You know, because my name really is Bobby. And people go, Robert? I'm like, no.
Mm-mm.
It really is Bobby. Like, it's... I guess it's the nickname for Robert, but that's me, Bobby. Well, Kaylee Joe, I really appreciate the call. It's very sweet of you, and congratulations on the baby.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you.
Yo!
Man, how is that? Your wife acting funny yet?
The only thing she did, she had a freak out. We were eating at a restaurant a couple days ago, and she smelt pickles, and she was like, I need pickles right now. And I've never seen her eat pickles in my life, but she got a big old pile of pickles on her plate and ate them.
What is the deal with pickles and pregnancy?
Well, I don't know. What's the deal with cravings? You've been reading about stuff, huh?
They just say the women get different cravings because their hormones are all messed up. And pickles was the first sign that I ever saw her have a craving of anything that was not her normal food.
Are you experiencing dad pains? Like,
I get a little
nauseous,
tired. I get tired more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like you're going to need extra naps because you're both pregnant together?
Yes, because I'm growing an extra body inside of me, and it's taking up room, and it's hard to catch my breath because my lungs can't expand as much.
At least mentally. You're just feeling her pain.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's sympathy pain.
That's love.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
He's really opening up right now.
Yeah, man. That's thank you. Thank you for doing that.
I'm just there for my wife. I just want to be a good husband.
You're brave of you.
Yeah.
Get you extra naps.
Her pain is my pain.
Yeah. So thoughtful.
There you go.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I'm so annoyed my ankle socks won't stay on my ankles. They never do. I can't buy ankle socks to stay on my ankles. So I think I have deformed ankles.
Sliding down?
Always. Mm. I bought a new pair of Pack of Three ankle socks, and they're in my shoes. I took my shoes off this morning. And I have something fancy to do today because they're shooting a documentary and I'm doing a piece in it.
Oh, hey.
Not about me.
Oh. I was like, you need a documentary?
What do the ankle socks have to do with this?
They all stay on my feet and I got dressed today. I'm in like a button-up shirt.
Yeah, you look good, man.
I iron my pants.
Because if you look good, you feel good.
And if you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good.
Your ankle socks are falling off, you don't feel good.
It ain't no good.
Yes. So annoyed. My ankles aren't, nothing on me is normal. I want to ask a question. Would you rather have a big wedding reception or a big honeymoon? Now think about that before you yell your answer. Would you rather have a big, massive wedding reception where everybody's like, woo, party? Or would you rather have the honeymoon where you go away and it's fancy?
Oh, man.
I know.
That's so hard.
Here's the number two. You want to jump in this. 877-77-BOBBY. Big reception or big honeymoon? Amy.
I'm going to go big reception. Like, doesn't have to be tons of people, but I want everybody there to have like the best time. We have major memories together and it's so much fun and everyone leaves like, dang, that was awesome.
So you vote big reception.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I saw the bomb that went off this morning in Shirts, Texas, which by the way, Austin's had these bombs go off in people's front doors, on the street. People have died. Other people have been hurt. And so this went off in Shirts, and the news may say south of Austin. It's really north of San Antonio, so it's probably 40 minutes from where I used to live, and I lived way south Austin.
Correct.
So it was at a FedEx plant. This is what we know right now. At a FedEx plant. Explosion has taken place at the mail facility. Now, what we don't know is that if it was trying to be mailed somewhere or if they tried to set it off, if it was supposed to go off in the FedEx place. Just me reading the tea leaves was that it was trying to be mailed somewhere.
Correct.
I don't know if that's correct or not.
Well, I read an article. It's confirmed now that the package was meant to be sent to Austin.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
Oh, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now someone that's not putting them down in Austin, they moved out of Austin and they're shipping them in.
Hmm.
Wow. Well, I read that. Okay, so that means if it's going through Shirts, well, I guess it can mean anything because that could just be a distribution place from somewhere else in the country.
Yeah.
But I saw the news and they were like, South Austin, Shirts, close, but it's really North San Antonio.
Yeah, it's pretty far south.
That's where Shipmate Cruise used to be.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's from Shirts.
Well, so I got people calling and we'll get back to the fun stuff, the honeymoon or the reception. But I didn't know that.
I just saw the tweet coming.
Imagine your town. And for a lot of us, it's our town.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, everyone's freaking out because in the mail, there could be something that explodes.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening right now.
It's very bizarre.
Somebody must be doing something exactly right. And I'm talking about the way they're putting these down. We're not being seen by cameras.
Mm-hmm.
The way there's no DNA yet that they told us about. The way they don't know who they're looking for yet. I mean, they must be going... They have to know a lot about how to do this. It's not someone just figuring out by the internet and shipping it off.
And that's why I said, I read and they said that the person must have training and be pretty intelligent because they're not any accidental set-offs. Like, they are perfectly set. And
well, this one was accidental set-off.
Or...
It was being mailed to Austin. Why would it blow up inside the mail place? That's an accidental set-off.
I thought maybe anytime it's disturbed is when they go off. And so someone handling it... makes it go off, so...
Well, whatever the case is, we don't know. It's pretty terrible. We'll watch the news as it goes along. Shout out to all our people in Austin.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Your question this morning, rather have a big honeymoon or a big reception? Alexis in Mississippi, you are on the Bobby Bones Show. What do you think about this?
I think I would rather have a big honeymoon.
I'm with you. I know Amy said reception because she thinks of others more than I do. I would go on the honeymoon and just live life. I don't even know where I would go. I don't like the beach. I don't like the snow.
Yeah. Well, probably whoever you're marrying, y'all will find a place that you'd like.
No, here's what I think happens. If I ever get married, what I think will happen is she will force me to do things and make me do things that I don't want to do, like climb mountains and do on the walks. You know what I mean?
You think y'all are going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro for your honeymoon?
Probably, something like that. Maybe Mount Magazine in Arkansas, and that's probably a little more likely. But you're a honeymoon too, Alexis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
This would be my time to relax.
Yeah, I need some relaxed time too. I need some lunchbox time. Which, by the way, I saw a story yesterday about naps and how long naps are actually bad for you.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
A long.
Yeah, because it resets your body clock. It never adjusts. Mm.
Oh. Good point.
How long are your naps, lunchbox?
About 2 hours.
Every day?
On good days. Some days you only get an hour and 15, but...
Yeah, what's a great nap for you?
Oh, three
oh,
hours.
Oh, my goodness.
For sure. But if I hit 2 hours, I'm feeling good about myself. If it's any less than that, I'm mad at myself. Mm.
Gregory in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
What you got, big reception or big honeymoon?
I'm going for the big honeymoon.
Why, what up?
Well, for the simple fact, everybody's done shattered the moment as far as being at the wedding. The honeymoon's strictly for you and your spouse. Go ahead and take care of that, because when you get back, you got to carry on with regular life, and that's just your one moment in time. Take it and use it to the advantage. Savor the moment.
Are you saying that when you come back from a honeymoon, life is different?
I'm saying you've got to take your next step forward. It won't be like it is on the honeymoon.
That's what I'm saying. So you're telling me once you get back from the honeymoon, everybody just gets fat and lazy? Is that what you're saying, basically?
No, sir.
I don't know about that. I kind of hear that.
No, it's not like that. I mean, it could be, but you got to go on with your actual living life.
Yeah, I get you. I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, you did.
Yeah. Where are you from in North Carolina?
I'm from Norfolksboro, North Carolina.
Man, I appreciate you calling. Thank you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you.
Yep, appreciate you.
See you, buddy. There it is. A good call right there. Hey, let's go one more. Garrett in Missouri.
Hey.
Okay, I like his thinking here. He could shift my thoughts. Wedding reception or honeymoon?
I'm thinking a big wedding reception.
Because?
Between the dollar dance and the cards, you're going to make that money for the honeymoon.
Oh. Especially if you... Okay.
Interesting.
Not especially if you have an awesome reception, people are more likely to be like, here's a $5 dance.
Right.
You guys.
$10.
All right, Garrett, appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
All right, have a good one. The average 25-year-old spends 3 hours a day using this. Donna in Arkansas. Let's do it.
Okay, I was going to say phone, but I thought that would be too obvious, so I said looking in a mirror.
Looking in a mirror. Now, what if the answer was phone, though, because you just brushed over that? I'm going to let you reconsider if you want.
I'll just stick with it.
You're going to stick with?
I guess.
Which answer?
The mirror.
The mirror. Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Haley, you're on. Go ahead.
I think it's their camera.
Oh, their camera. Wow, 3 hours a day? Dang, Morgan, number two. That's a lot.
Selfies and taking pictures with friends.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. No, that's not it. Okay, quickly, Amy.
Netflix.
No, Lunchbox.
Social media.
No, Eddie.
I had a camera.
Oh, no. The answer is headphones. The average 25-year-old spends 3 hours a day with headphones in or on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy when you think about it.
Yeah.
Grocery store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roller skating. I guess everybody's pretty anti-prenuptial agreement here except me, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
You guys and your love of love.
I think if you're loaded, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, for me, listen, I'm 37 at this point. I got a little money saved up. I've had no kids. I've had a good job for a few years. I'm just not a good truster. And I don't think I'm ever going to have to use it. So I don't care. What if I have to sign away to give all my vital organs away before marriage? I don't care. I'm never going to have to give them away because I'm never getting divorced.
Okay.
Oh, you roll your eyes? I have some good stories.
Okay, what are they?
Because you didn't get one.
No.
Lunchbox didn't get one.
No, I didn't have anything.
Eddie?
Negative.
All right.
And if my husband would have asked me, I'd have been so offended.
I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, I'd be like, what? You don't trust me?
Do you know how I often start a first date? Hi, I'm Bobby. Here's my prenuptial pre-agreement.
Prenuptial.
Like, I worked hard. Like, I started from the bottom, and now I'm right here, and I can't have you taking this.
Well, she can't take
No, but she can take future earnings.
Well, then just quit earning.
Quit earning.
Just chill.
She sticks around.
Listen, let me read you some of this. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. In their prenuptial agreement, it says that Timberlake, if he cheats on her, he has to give her $500,000. Jessica Biel's afraid that he will cheat on her if she gets fat. However, I don't
know. What?
That's the story.
Dang, JT.
I don't make this stuff up.
Oh, okay.
That's every man worries about that.
That's why her body's so amazing.
No, listen, here's the two things. Okay, I shouldn't say every person, but most. A lot of women go, man, I wonder if my guy's going to be able to keep providing at this rate. A lot of men go, I wonder if she stays as hot. Now, me, I'd rather have a provider, if I'm being honest with you. And the lunchbox wouldn't.
Yeah, she would not be allowed to be provider.
Right.
I mean, not be allowed. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying that it would cause conflict in the household.
That's how a lot of guys think. Like, my wife needs to stay this thin and this hot. And then women go, he needs to make this same amount of money or more. Mm-hmm. If you think that's unfair, that's fine. It probably isn't. It's just not the most politically correct thing to say.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But I mean, I guess if you're saying it and you got
must
all
be
these,
true if I'm saying it.
People in the room, nobody's arguing with you.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
It's like zipped.
Ooh.
Kanye included a part that says that Kim's mom, Kris Jenner.
Okay.
Is not allowed to make career decisions that affect the couple. If they get divorced, Kim gets to keep her wedding ring along with all of the gifts. She also gets $1 million for every year she was married to Kanye. She gets to keep income from clothing line, TV show, and appearances.
What?
Wow.
Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla.
They got one?
Of course.
Yeah, he's loaded. She's not.
I know, but I just picture him being like...
It has a lifestyle clause.
Okay, what's
which
that?
Makes sure that she gets 100 minutes of alone time with Zuckerberg and one date night per week.
Wow, think about it. He's probably really busy. Yeah.
But a prenuptial agreement can mean anything. Yeah. It doesn't just mean money. Like, it's just an agreement before your nuptial.
So if they don't go on a date every...
She gets a million.
Yeah.
During their time alone... Neither of them is allowed to get on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's his work.
Mm-hmm.
It's ironic.
There was a prenup between Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo. Now, they didn't get married, but they were close. According to the story, Romo had the nerve to draw up a clause that would force Simpson to give him $500 for every pound she gained over 135 pounds.
That is Romo. Not true.
Romo.
According to the story. There's no way that's true. Okay.
And now listen, I also think that probably could have caused the relationship to end. Yeah. The prenuptial was the pre-nuptial.
Big time.
But wow. That was part of it.
Oh
Amy,
goodness.
When I say stuff like how guys are, I'm talking about just general guys.
I know. And I know I have friends that I don't even know how they know some of these people, but they happen to live in California. Let's just say LA probably. And there is stuff in there about appearance. And you
go
have
ahead.
To maintain.
Hate on your buddy Bobby for bringing it up. But
no,
I'm
not
telling
hating
you.
On you, but I just it's just weird to me that like if you gain a pound, any pound over 135, you have to pay.
We're very visual creatures. We're like, we're men. We like pretty things. If we aren't stimulated visually, then it's hard for the rest of us to work because we're stupid.
Well, I would say most of the time it's the men that go downhill visually.
But you guys are awesome, and you allow that because it's not what's important to you.
Oh, yeah.
You go.
You just want a provider.
You can do the fake voice all you want. Make fun of me. Would you like to make fun of me some more?
No, I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah, you just did a voice making fun of me.
that's not my Bobby voice. It's just my irritated voice on how we are as people.
You want one more?
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce and Jay-Z. Their prenup makes sure Beyonce gets paid whether or not they get divorced as long as she has kids. The prenup states that Beyonce gets $5 million for every baby she has. Also gets $1 million for every year they were married if they get divorced. So... I mean, you couldn't stop me from pumping out babies. $5 million a baby?
Yeah.
Come on, keep going.
Ordered this thing at Starbucks this morning. And it came with crackers instead of some whatever it has, and now they're all on my throat. My ankle socks are falling. What a day.
Yeah, not a good start, huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
He kind of got more of like the appetizer, it was lunch tray.
I got the lunch tray.
Instead of the breakfast
tray. Probably from yesterday,
tray.
Too.
Yeah. Who eats crackers and brie cheese in the morning?
No one.
They probably saw me and thought I was sophisticated, and they were like, this is definitely an early lunch kind of guy. So I had to go to Starbucks. I ran out of food in my refrigerator. But
And I guess I'm not eating at home tonight either. I'm going to watch Chris Jansen get inducted into the Opry tonight.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I think it'd be late, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I go and shake his hand and sneak out.
Maybe he gets inducted right away.
Yeah, maybe he does at 6 o'clock. All right. Everybody, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, Chris Jansen. My heart tells me that's not going to happen. But yeah, I'm going to go. I need to go. Chris is a buddy. And he's being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. Man.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Look at you going out and being social.
I wouldn't if I didn't really like him. If it was just someone I mediocrely cared about, nah, probably wouldn't. But Chris has been there, man. We've been together for 5 years now. Dating, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, secret. Yeah.
There you go. Announcement.
There was a woman. She went and she was going to get married, right? And she's picking her flowers for her bouquet. And she's allergic to them. And her face blew up.
Oh,
and
no.
She,
yeah. Awesome.
What?
Why?
Because that's hilarious. Hilarious.
A Nebraska bride almost missed her own wedding due to a severe allergic reaction to wildflowers in her bouquet.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Christine Jo Miller picked the flowers the Thursday before her wedding, and then she worked on them all night, and it wasn't until she washed her face before getting ready that she broke out in a rash. Her face, her neck, her arms were bumpy. Her eyes were burning. She lost her eyesight because they swole up so bad.
I'm picturing that scene from Hitch when Will Smith gets...
Anything terrible happened at your wedding? If you're listening, call us. We enjoy these stories.
Oh, these are good.
Yeah. 877-77-BOBBY is our phone number. On the way back to the ceremony, the groom stopped at Target and bought her some pajamas because... She wasn't going to miss it, and she got the shots, and she wasn't great, but she did the wedding.
Damn, poor girl.
How do you not know, though, that you're that allergic to that?
I mean, if it's a wildflower, you never know what you're encountering. You may not.
Bones?
Yeah, but if you're on a field, haven't you been on the field before? I don't know. I'm not asking a question angrily. I'm just asking a question.
I know. I mean,
why are you being so Tony with me today?
What? That wasn't Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony.
No,
because you know she was doing an impression earlier.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it.
I was literally
doing it of every guy. I was doing it of.
Man.
There's no such thing as love.
There's no such thing as love, Bobby.
You're so rude.
That's all my question was.
Okay.
Was like, if you go into
out in a wildfire,
pick flowers, you've probably done that before. Like, if it's in your heart to pick your own bouquet, you probably pick flowers in your life. You don't just go, you know, never pick flowers. Would like to for my wedding. That's my assumption. Amy, okay?
I'm fine.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
I did. I'm not being Tony at all.
No, I'm just asking about you.
Did you get enough? Maybe you're receiving me as Tony.
I don't ever get enough Tony.
I've never heard this Tony before. I like it.
Oh, boy. Tony's cool.
It's tone. It's a cute way of saying your tone.
Your tone.
Yeah, I know.
You're being Tony.
Ish. This woman goes and she picks her own flowers for her wedding bouquet, is allergic to the flowers, her face blows up, she's all bumpy, and timing wasn't good. I said, hey, what happened at your wedding? Jessica.
Hey, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
My first marriage, I actually forgot my husband's wedding ring and didn't realize it until we were exchanging rings at the altar.
Oh, that's one of those, oh, crap moments, right?
Yeah.
So what happens? Do you send someone to go get it?
No, my maid of honor realized it as well, and she took off one of her rings that she was wearing and gave it to me and whispered, just play cool.
Oh, that's funny. Good one. And it did.
Nice save.
You were cool, right?
Yeah, we were cool. I put it on his finger. I kind of looked at him with that look that says, just don't do anything, don't say anything, you know, pretend it's normal.
So when you put the little pink My Little Pony ring on him, he was all good. He played it cool.
Yeah, it barely went on his finger, but, you know, it was the motion that counted.
That's pretty cool. Good story. Thank you for calling. As always, I appreciate you. Hey, Andrea, New Orleans.
Hi.
What up?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
So I'm a hairstylist, and my hairstylist was standing at the aisle, and her hair caught on fire as I was walking down the aisle.
Oh, wow. As you're walking down, her hair catches on fire.
Correct.
What do you do?
I'm a hairstylist. Now I'm an accountant.
What? Wait, what do you do? No, no, no. Not what do you do for a living. Like, what do you do when that happens?
Oh, I mean, the entire place smelled like burnt hair, and I'm walking down the aisle trying to figure out what is on fire.
She's doing the accounting. Like, how much is it going to cost for me to fix this hair? No. So, but her hair wasn't on fire. Like, no one had to stop, drop, and roll her?
No, they put it out. I actually did her hair at the time, so I had to cut it the next week and get rid of all the burnt hair.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's why you can't wear the crown of candles.
Mm-mm.
At a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned.
Every time that happens, someone's hair catches on fire. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Walker Hayes.
Hey, everybody, Walker Hayes is back.
Yeah!
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm so good.
By looking at your Instagram life, you're living high on the horse right now.
For real, right?
Because we used to talk 4 or 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got big boy.
Oh, now
you're.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing
now. No, but
here.
Now I follow you on Instagram Live. And it looks like you're playing your own shows.
It's cool.
You got people singing your songs back.
It's awesome.
It's crazy.
I know. It's wild. There are people show up. I still show up, you know, kind of nervous. Like, I hope people are here. And they're there. And they paid. And we even do VIP stuff.
You do a cool VIP
thing,
and
they pay more for that.
I know.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. And we're selling merch, and those numbers are going up. And, man, it is absolutely incredible. We've had some sold-out shows, which is pretty crazy.
Well, it looks good. You know, yeah. I'm proud for you, man.
Thanks, man.
Did they let you read the part I wrote about you in my book or no?
I read it.
Oh, you did read it?
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, I didn't. Well, no, I'm not. I just didn't know if they let people read it.
Somebody sent it to me via email. I haven't seen the book yet.
You won't.
What?
But they let you read because I wrote Walker's story is so inspiring to me that I wrote about him in my book, like a whole section.
Fighter in the spotlight.
That's what it is.
I'm the man. I brag about it to Craig today.
So you're okay with it,
dude?
Because I worry because you're a friend, and I thought I hope he likes what.
It's amazing. No, thank you. I'm honored to be there with Chris Stapleton and.
Amy and
yeah, no
Chip
big
Best.
Deal, no big deal. Chris Stapleton, you know
he's looking at Amy, going Chris Stapleton and not Amy.
No, Amy.
No,
too,
no, yeah. I'm not high. I'm not read like People Magazine did an article about in Urinin and Chris Stapleton.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all the people.
That's right. People did an article about the release, and
that was awesome.
No, I don't talk about me. I just wondered if they let you read it. That's all.
It was awesome. Well, you did a great job.
My point is, Walker's awesome as an artist, as a person. I remember once we were recording a song together, and it was one of my songs.
Yeah.
You were producing it. And Mark was like, "You want to hear my new record?" I said, "I don't." He said, "Really?" I said, "No, I don't want to hear your record." But I love Walker's music because I want to hear it when everybody else hears it. He goes, "I got this song called Craig." And I said, "I'll wait for it." And the day it came out, I sent Walker a message. I said, "Dude, I don't cry." I said, "I just listened to the song and I cried. And I just wanted you to know that." And here we are now. And guess who's in the studio with us? It's Craig.
Craig
is here.
So crazy.
Look at this. Craig, how are you, buddy?
Well, good.
Yeah?
I would have never scripted this, so it's crazy to be here, and I'm just thrilled for Walker.
So,
very excited.
Let's talk about the story then. So, in the song Craig, which you're going to play in a
right.
second, you are you, and you need a van, or you need a way to get your kids around because you're
right.
been, like, taken away, or you didn't pay the payments, or what was it?
Yeah, so we lost, you know, I lost a record deal, and for a while there, I kept that under wraps with a particular dealership because I was like, man, as soon as they find out, I can't endorse, you know, their company anymore. So we were, like, real quiet about it, and then they found out, you know, that I was no longer a signed recording artist. And I remember the truck came, you know, that carries cars and my kids and I, that was kind of cool actually watching them put it on the car, but then it went away and that kind of sucked. Cause I remember my kids being like, "That's awesome." And I was like, "It kind of is, but it's gone."
Oh, Walker.
So,
oh.
I will, every time I drive by the place where they picked it up, I remember it. But anyway, so, you know,
how many kids did you have at the time?
We had six.
Five and one on the way.
Yep. Exactly.
So your car gets taken away.
Yeah, so it gets taken away, and then we just had a Honda. And, you know, I was just, the last thing I wanted to be was a burden on society. I mean, I probably could have gone, you know, and somehow finagled like something used, but I just kept waiting it out. You know, I was like, Lane, are you cool with one car?
That's his wife.
My wife, yeah, sorry. I feel like everybody knows me now because I'm so famous. Forget I gotta repeat these things for all you new fans. Anyway, we have one car and we were crew. Man, we were fine. You know, we were doing all right. I didn't have many places to go except Costco and like to write and then shows and
Costco to work.
Yeah. And then me and Craig. We met, you know, Laney drug me to this church. I didn't want to go, kicking and screaming, not really a huge fan. And the guy was smiling just like that. Like he just walked up and I really, the whole song is just true. I mean, I could read you the lyric. Their church met on a Saturday. I'd probably been drinking heavily because that's what I did on Saturdays and Mondays and Wednesdays and all days. And I had hair down to my shoulders, I probably looked a little suspect. Like, I'm sure most people at the church were like, "How'd your kids and your wife?" And Craig just said, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and then from then on. But you know, Laney knew Laura. Mm-hmm. Laney had met Craig's wife, and so that's how we were invited to that church. And then I don't know, man. I was.
And Craig, what do you do?
I work for a company that does recruiting and staffing for IT.
And so you were a member of the church that he was going to.
Yep.
So you're just a member of the church and you meet Walker, this guy.
Yeah, I remember, I think, so Lara and Laney had met through like a neighborhood get together or something like that. And then we ran into him again at basketball for our kids. Upward basketball, I remember. And then we just started talking, and our kids are running one direction. I've got four kids, and his kids are running another direction. And Laney and Lara remembered each other, and they started talking, and then I started talking to Walker. It was a Saturday. And then we invited them, you know, to come to Redeeming Grace, to the church. And they came, and then at that time, we were meeting on Saturday nights. And we would go to church, and then we would, like, go hang out at La Hacienda. And, you know, do the Mexican thing while the kids ran around. And then we had them over. They had us over. And we just, you know, started running into each other. Baseball games for our kids, mm-hmm. basketball games for kids, and everything was, like, overlapping. And then you were doing Walker Wednesday.
Yeah.
So at that point, he's at Puckett's on Wednesday nights.
Playing music.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, like, 20, 30 people there. And Laura and I were going, what in the world? This guy should be playing for stadiums. And so we started going every Wednesday night and hanging out late and just, you know, became buds. And
I think you got through that, you got to know his story, and then that led to you knowing that he had a need and you...
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
So you knew that Walker had 5 + 1 on the way, couldn't actually move them all at the same time because they were all working out of a Honda. Did you have an extra car? Was that what it was?
No. We knew their need. We ended up buying a car that would fit our family. And I've got four kids, so I just needed six. But the van we had room for seven. And so we bought a car and then let them borrow the van. I remember initially because we were trying to kind of covertly do this and figure out how to do it where nobody would know. And
he was trying not to let anybody
like,
know.
I've got an identical twin brother. I'm like, how are we going to give him the van without Stu and Jenny knowing? And so anyway, we ended up.
Now they know.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'd laugh. I was telling Rob, like, we tried so hard to keep the whole thing a secret, or even the people that were close with us wouldn't know anything about it. And so it's pretty laughable that I'm sitting here at the Bobby Bone Show and that Walker's releasing this.
Well, and so. That speaks, I think, volumes to your heart behind it, is mm-hmm. that you weren't, like, you genuinely just wanted to bless Walker and his family and without any attention to it at all whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
He did.
I mean, he didn't play. I mean, you say, I'll give you this, but you have to write a song about me.
Right.
No, that wasn't it.
Why continue?
Yeah. Sign here, here, initial here.
I remember, it has to be your next single.
Yeah, we argued about it. Like in the song, he says, we argued about it for a little while. I teared up and Craig smiled. I mean, that really happened. Like Walker's like, no way. You know, because
I was very proud. Yeah. You know, I didn't want to need help.
Yeah, but it.
But it was a sweet ride.
Yeah,
not really.
Nah,
we had beat it up. Yeah.
So I'm gonna have you play the song. I want to talk about it a little more afterward. Okay. But this is it's a new single from Walker Hayes. I think it's, and I've said it before, on an album where I enjoy all of them. This one here, man,
it's your jam.
It touched me, and I hope it touches our listeners. And so here's Walker Hayes. He's got a keyboard in here, and
it's a big one.
It's a big one, and he's gonna play.
In case y'all are wondering,
gonna play Craig. Hey, it's Bobby Bones, and thanks for listening to the podcast. Due to legal reasons, we can't play Walker's performance of Craig or You Broke Up With Me, but you can go watch it on YouTube. I know, I'm frustrated too. BobbyBones.com to watch the performances there. Mr. Bobby Bones. Have you ever played that in front of Craig before, Walker?
No. No. No.
How's that make you feel to play that in front of him?
Oh, like a ninny. You know, it's just emotional, and man, I'm just so appreciative. I feel like, you know, what Craig did for me, and just this story is a lot larger than me, you know, and I'm just humbled to have a friend you know, like that, and I really honestly do, you know, just wish. And I can hear, you know, I can hear people's reactions. They know somebody like that, you know, somebody did it for them, and it reminds them of them. And what's cool too is, like, you know, Craig did that for us, and it's sad when somebody does something like that big for you. You forget after a while, you know, and then I had the fortune of being able to write it, and now I sing it, you know, every night, and I'm reminded over and over that I'm not here by myself, you know, that I have people, you know, who I couldn't help that helped me. And I think that's how you judge a man, and Craig's a great man, and I think the world could use a little bit of that, you know, what that story entails right now. So yeah, that was weird singing it, you know, to you and in front of you, and it made me want to cry. But yeah, that's all.
Craig, first time you heard the song or even knew it existed, like what was first? They say, hey, we have a song, it's coming out, or they just play it for you?
Well, I remember we were at a baseball game with Walker, watching their kids. We would hang out, and he said, hey, dude, I'm writing a song about you. And I thought he was kidding. I thought it was a joke. And so I just laughed it off. And then he kind of circled back to it and goes, no, man, I really am writing a song. And so I was like, okay, wow. And, you know, I didn't know what that meant or anything like that. And then months went by after that. Because, by the way, this incident was years ago. So we had literally forgotten all about it, my wife and I. And so it was August of 2017. And I had a trip where I went somewhere and I came back pretty discouraged. And I had a bit of a low, and I was talking with my wife. We were on a date. We went to Chipotle. We were going over to a movie, and we were sitting outside in the parking lot, and Walker and Lainey sent us the song. And it just said Craig. And so, like, what is that? And Laura said, I think we need to play it. And so she turns it on, and there are not adequate words in the English language for me to communicate how deeply meaningful the song was to me when I heard it. I was just undone. I was broken and so encouraged by the way he directed attention to Jesus in the song. Walker knows I'm not a perfect man, but he's talking about, you know, the one who walked on water, who turned it Napa Valley red, and who's the true light of the world, who would motivate something like that with sacrificial giving. That meant a lot to me. And so I was undone. We didn't know that anybody else in the world would hear the song, but just me and Laura. It was kind of like you know, him just saying thank you. And it it meant so much to me. I couldn't really speak. I was speechless. I remember I was just crying, and I said, I can't talk. I can't text Walker. And Laura texted and said, he heard the song. He can't speak. Thank you. And I guess hours later, I just wrote, said, speechless. And Walker said, man, don't know what to say is what I'm looking for. I just hope y'all feel appreciated. And boy, we did. We just kept it between me and Laura. Didn't even play it for the kids. And we just kind of kept it really, really tight. Didn't talk to anybody about it. And then the kids started asking. I guess they heard something about it. And the kids started asking. Maybe from your kids they heard, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Have you heard that song? What'd you think about that song about your dad? And so finally one night we set them all down and said, don't share this with anybody, but here's the song. We all just sat in the living room and cried. And then we tried to just keep it tight. And then a few days later, Walker texted me and said, hey, dude, if I had known, I would have invited you to the Hill, but they want to cut that on the album. And I was like, what? So we just, something that we tried to keep really secret. I think God had other plans, and it's kind of laughable, really. And I'm just thankful to hear the stories of other people. It's blown us away. Walker and I have talked a lot about it, how we just are amazed at the response that people have been given to that song.
I think, and I don't know if you're familiar with the show or me or anything at all.
I am, yeah. I just read your book, by the way, Bare Bones.
Yeah. Read that book?
Yes. And let me just tell you, thoroughly enjoyable. Oh. Everybody listening should get that book, Bare Bones. It was outstanding.
Well, I think the reason that song resonated with me is because I had a lot of people that stepped in for me, you know, for food and for Christmas and for that came when their times were difficult. But what it's done for me is it's inspired me to give back. I think it's one person that inspires another person to inspire many people. Mm-hmm. And so I look at the people that worked at the youth group or worked at the PTA that would furnish us Christmas presents. And what they've allowed me to do is now do it for thousands of people. And what I hope to do is all those thousands of people do it for thousands of other people. I think it's just a culture, and that you're cultivating, creating, both of you. So
that's awesome.
I commend what you do, man. Both of you, because you know, I think we're all just trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to help out somebody else. So I know we got quite the Oprah moment going here, but I think that it's really nice to meet you, Craig.
Well, the pleasure's all mine.
That's not true. Not all.
The pleasure's all mine. To meet you, to meet Amy. I've been listening to you guys, and it's just I love. By the way, I just want to say, in private moments with Walker, even years back, he's told me how much you've meant to his career. And I think when nobody or few people were listening, you were listening to Walker, you were discovering Walker, and you were promoting Walker. And I think of Pimpin' Joy and your mom, Amy, and all of that, and just the moments that you guys had. So thanks for everything you've done. I may have given him a vehicle. I think you gave him a runway. And really appreciate sitting on this side to be able to say thank you.
That's very kind of you. Hmm. I'm just a big fan. Walker knows that. I'm his biggest fan. I was fan club member number one.
I don't know. I might have to fight you.
I don't know, Bobby. You gave me a car, man.
Buckets.
Roll it in, boy.
What you got?
We got to bring in the Yukon.
Yes!
Something about what? Walker's like classically piano.
No, come on.
What?
I'm like kind of classically.
No, this dude would sit at a key. Like, again, I have a friendship with him, so I've been able to see him do things. I pull the key. Like, where did that come from?
Oh, just, you know, my ear training. Training my heart, my soul, every bone and part of me.
Well. I will say, this has been a joy. Craig, meeting you is fantastic.
Pleasure's all mine.
Walker.
Thanks for letting us do this.
Keep killing it, dude.
Thank you.
I think we've had a lot of special performances for sure, but... this was pretty. This one's up there for sure.
Good.
Like Craig being here and you having that, and then not only it, Craig, it's just crazy to me how you so hard you try to keep it on the down low,
I know.
So hard. Hearing your perspective, And then Walker, too, though, as a man receiving that gift, but then also writing a song about it, like, you're setting, even to put it, your story out there is setting your pride aside to highlight what someone did. That's like having, like Bobby said, a domino effect.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, if I'm getting this right, for it to be a secret and now for millions of people to hear it.
I know.
But Walker had to set aside his pride. I mean,
you're right.
Not many men would want, they may secretly accept. First of all, he set aside his pride to sign the title, to sign the dotted line. And then he set aside his pride to be like, you know what? This story is so much bigger than me. And this is my way of saying thank you and to also highlight, you know, Craig's desire to be like Christ and want to, you know, serve others. Mm-hmm. And in that, he had to set aside his pride.
Well, and how about a label putting this out as a single? I mean, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because now it's so hard to touch people.
I know.
And this touches people.
Uh-huh. I know.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
And a hook. A good hook. But also, it touches.
It is a pretty well-written song. Yeah.
That's like a classically trained hook.
It was a solo.
Yeah.
Well, but thanks, Amy.
Good to see you guys. Thank you for coming in. Walker Hayes.
I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get.
There it is.
Now he can't. Walk
on water. Back in a second.
Turning Napa Valley red. Buddy, just might be tight with a man that did.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
What's your favorite movie of all time? One movie.
Oh, man.
I know. It's hard.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Mine's older, too. I think our favorite movies are from when our formation was happening.
Sure.
I think mine's Office Space.
Oh, that's a great movie. Ooh.
Yeah, it's good. So here, the highest grossing movies of all time, adjusted for inflation. Because, for example, number 10, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, made $184 million. But really, it made over $1 billion if you were to go in real today.
Yeah, the value of the dollar.
Got right. It. So Snow White's number 10, okay? That movie must have been huge back in the 1700s or whatever. Pilgrims came over, they went to the movie theater and watched Snow White. All the pilgrims
went,
man.
This is a good movie.
Wow, The Exorcist at number 9. Uh-huh. These are all billion-dollar movies if they came out today. I don't know what Dr. Zhivago is.
Oh, Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
I saw that the other day. It's an old movie.
Is it black and white?
No, it's in color, but it's barely. Like, they just started color.
Jaws at 7.
Oh,
the
wow.
10 Commandments at 6. Titanic at 5.
Oh, man.
Okay. E.T. at 4.
Ooh. That's a good one.
I don't think I ever saw E.T.
What? Homework.
No. Number 3. The Sound of Music.
Never seen it.
Ugh.
If it came out today, it would make $1.3
wow.
billion. Dollars.
Okay, that's cool.
Number 2 is Star Wars, the first Star Wars. If it came out today, it would make $1.6 billion.
Domination.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, that being said, and you have to think about Black Panther. It just came out and set all these records. It's not this.
Yeah.
You know, the Marvel movies, Avengers, they're not making this.
It's amazing. That's a cool, I like this little study.
And you're talking about two, not as many theaters. I mean, these movies must have just been culturally shaped. Okay, but number 1.
Okay, what? What is it? What is it?
You guessed Titanic. Well, who else?
Forrest Gump.
I had Titanic.
The answer, at $1.8 billion. Is Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Wow.
Everybody must have seen that back in the day.
Yeah, there wasn't much else to do, right?
Right, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. There was nothing
farming
else.
And going to the movies to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, hey, put the plow. Let's head in to watch Gone with the Wind.
Put the ox in the stable and let's go.
So, has anyone ever seen Gone with the Wind?
No.
Nope.
Parts
know
of
what it is.
We're going to have to draw a name and someone's going to be forced to watch it.
Oh,
dude,
goodness.
Frankly, that's not
a punishment.
I don't.
Oh, it's not? Then why don't you watch it tomorrow?
I'll watch it. I will.
Okay, well, it's like 7 hours, so.
It's seven.
How long is it?
4 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's punishment. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst. Yeah. It's 4 hours.
Dang, they sat through that in the movie theater?
Yes, Eddie, remember, they didn't have anything else to do.
So.
Wow.
Just by Friday. Friday's show. Review Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Is it on iTunes?
I don't know. It takes your whole hard drive. It's one of those that you can't download unless you have an extra.
External.
Yeah,
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Black Panther, $1.2 billion in 5 weeks internationally. Gone with the Wind, $1.8 billion. If that tells you anything. Isn't that a crazy thing?
It must be really good then.
Yeah, yeah, good luck. Watch all 4 hours of that.
4 hours?
Wow. We were going to have a punishment, but Eddie was like, I'll watch
it. I love old movies. I just didn't know it was 4 hours long. Gosh.
Do you know that Harry Potter play? Yeah, it's Harry Potter, right? That they're doing? It's 5.5 hours or 6 hours long.
Get out.
What do you mean? Like Broadway?
Yes. And so they're either, you can either go to these showings where you go twice, you know, one each day, or you go and there's an intermission, like a long hour intermission. You get something to eat and come back.
Get out.
Oh, wow. So you could go on a Tuesday and watch the first half, and then on Wednesday you finish it?
And you go back and you watch the second half.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Or you go on a Tuesday and you go back the next week and you just find a showing of the second half.
Oh,
of
gotcha.
It.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm out.
That's quite the commitment.
Yeah, that's a long time.
But I think.
But if you're really into
it. That's like
it.
3 episodes of The Bachelor.
That's the crazy thing is that those episodes are so long.
It's true.
And I enjoyed, well, what I could see of American Idol last night because we had severe weather. But 2 hours of anything is just too long. If I see a movie that's 2 hours, I don't want to watch it. Like Black Panther was 2 hours. Black Panther was basically American Idol.
It was long.
Yeah.
The Bachelor. Sometimes it's 3 hours. They do The Bachelor. They do After the Final Rose. They do a...
They do a two-night finale. That was a long one. That was a five-hour finale.
So, okay, Eddie, that's your new...
Enjoy.
Yeah, have fun. I'm so glad we didn't have to draw.
Good luck.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come,
Bobby. Yeah. Morgan number two asked me about walking out of an interview. What was your question, Morgan number two? What would it take for me to walk out?
I think that was our head producer.
Oh, was it the other Morgan? Somebody asked me what it was like to, what it would take for me to walk out of an interview.
What do you mean walk out?
Well, because DJ Envy on The Breakfast Club walked out of the interview because they had some guys on.
Oh, I missed this. Okay. What happened? Oh. DJ Envy?
Okay, so the Breakfast Club, our friends in New York.
Yeah, they're like us, but hip hop.
I mean, they're way cooler than us.
Not like us.
I'm Angela.
So what happened is they had a couple guys on who had been talking on TV about DJ Envy and his wife.
Yeah.
And DJ Envy left.
Which is...
Yo, Envy just walked out of here.
I mean, not for nothing. We doing a five-city tour.
No, we work with Envy, so we know. Any mention
I
of
I did not see him act
any,
like that. I didn't know that was coming.
His wife is going to set him up.
People find certain things disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, it varies.
So DJ Envy walks off the show. Right in the middle of the interview.
Okay.
And the question was, what would it take for me to walk off the show? Why do you shake your head?
I don't ever picture you walking out.
No,
ever.
I've sent people packing from the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't
but
picture
you.
You
yeah,
walking
never,
out.
Would walk
never.
Out.
Yeah, never. You're not leaving that
This is
that
my
word.
Domain.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's your mothership. You don't leave.
I don't even let artists in here sometimes, much less I would leave.
Yeah, if you left, you'd be like, where am I going?
So back how would you seat. Handle them leaving? Would you just be like, you know what? Hey, I think interview's over. Like, hope you have a good day.
That's why I did Wendy Williams. I was like, this is over.
Oh, that's true.
You need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she grabbed her stuff on live on the air and walked out.
Yeah.
So that's just what it was. Yeah, you don't come into my house and pee on my couch.
So
my
what are your
house.
Thoughts about dog. Envy getting up and leaving? You think she should have been like...
No, because that show's different.
Mm, true.
You know, they're all sharing. It's like a triangle offense. You know, here, Lunchbox goes and sits on the couch. Eddie's shooting.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't leave you to do it.
I've walked out before.
Yeah.
But not in an interview.
Amy's walked out of us.
Yeah.
Like, just got so yes. mad at us, she left.
Oh, those were the days. It's been years since I've done that, but I've done it a couple times.
Well, that's because a goober over there is mean to you.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
You were pretty bad.
You guys are mean to me, but I don't ever walk out.
Oh, back in the day, it was worse.
Yeah,
we've matured.
Much worse.
Yeah. We've
Loser
matured.
Lunchbox.
Do you know Lunchbox still hasn't met Amy's kids? They have no idea who he is.
I was talking Lunchbox. About him, and they laugh because, I mean, they've listened to the show, but they don't know everybody's names. But, I mean, they've met Eddie, and mm-hmm. if they've met you, they'll associate you, and they won't forget. But since they haven't met him yet, well, they have no association. And I said something about, I said his name, and they just were like, what? Lunchbox? What's that? Who's that? What?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You haven't even, like, driven over there to meet the kids?
I don't think it's that weird. She's very busy. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Don't y'all live in the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yes. They live like a block now from each other.
What's the deal?
And he's going to be a dad. Like, he could practice.
That whole thing's weird.
Even though my kids aren't babies, but I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I was like, oh, well, we need to arrange that. I'm not putting it all on you. Like, we need to arrange it.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are putting it all on me. She has a phone that works both ways. She could say, hey,
but I don't,
when is a good time for you to meet my kids?
Amy's never asked me to come over. I've been like, hey, I'm coming. I'm coming over. What time can I come over? What time can I come over?
And it would be weird if I called you and was like, hey, do you want to come meet the
kids?
Yeah, that's a weird thing, huh? You want to walk out, Amy? Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad at all. And I'm trying to get him all riled up. I don't want to make him mad. It just dawned on me that they haven't, we need to meet. So I don't know. Maybe I need to bring them by your place.
Will Amy meet Lunchbox's baby first, or will Lunchbox meet Amy's kids?
That's a good one.
That's the question. So these bombs are popping off all over Austin, Texas. I mean, I'm just surprised that it is not every story coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone is literally putting bombs in front of people's doors or on the street. This morning, there was an explosion north of San Antonio, which is kind of in between San Antonio and Austin, at a FedEx place. And they still, it seems like it was being mailed somewhere, from what we know. And one of my friends just texted me just now. I mean, I'm still getting texts. Says this. And you have to understand, we all come from Austin. So this is also a story that's super close. But again, anywhere in the United States where there are multiple bombs or people are putting them out and people are dying, that's crazy.
Totally. Big news.
And what's happening, we're so polluted by all the crazy news all the time mm-hmm. now that everything just seems like something else. But so anyway, friend just texted me, says, cops showed up, just evacuated my place. This is 4 minutes ago. Neighbor had a package delivered she wasn't expecting. It had a FedEx label. We didn't think anything of it. Cops were called. It doesn't have her name on it. Lots of cops are here.
Oh, my goodness.
There was another story that came from the FedEx near the airport in Austin, which just happened, too. And it says right now that something's up, but they're not saying what's up.
They're saying that Austin police investigating a hazmat situation at that FedEx. An employee told the news that it was being evacuated because the package that blew up outside of San Antonio was headed to that location.
So they were sending it to the other one, so which means other ones could have been sent to that one.
Right.
Because initially they were just putting them out by hand, right?
Yeah.
Man, that is some crazy stuff. If we find anything else out, we'll let you know. Let's go to Lauren in Louisiana. Lauren, hello. Thank you, Lauren, for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to let you all know how much I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for being so real, Bobby and Amy. We could be best friends. And Lunchbox, you're just hysterical. And I feel like I'm a happier person when I get to work every morning.
Aww.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, our goal is that. You know, we try not to talk about the negative stuff like the bombs, but we do have to be real about stuff too. And if it's on our mind, we want to share it. But we are trying to be as positive as possible all the time. PAP. That's what I always say, positive as possible.
Oh.
And by always, I mean just now for the very first time.
P-A-P.
P-A-P.
I just said it. Hey, Lauren, where do you live in Louisiana?
Eunice.
Oh, Eunice. Down by New Orleans.
Kind of. I drive to Lafayette every day for work, if that helps you.
Yeah, I know. I was just yelling something out. I was totally playing the Louisiana lottery. Like,
down by Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Now, hey, nice to meet you, Lauren. Thank you for calling, all right?
No problem. Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Mandeville. That's a Louisiana place. Have y'all ever been there?
No.
Do you know, back when I used to go to the boats all the time in Shreveport.
Oh, yeah.
Back when I turned 21, we would drive from southern Arkansas down to the casinos. But the boats, because you had to be gambling on water. And so, and I don't drink, but all my friends would. And I would drive them. But what they would have is these drive-through liquor stores. And they make you mix drinks and they hand them to you in the car.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure if they're still happening.
I wonder if those do.
But we would drive through and they'd be like, let me get a bibbidi bibbidi. They hand them a cup right in the car.
Drive through convenience stores, man. Those were cool too. Remember those?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You'd drive right through and the bell went ding ding. Somebody come up and be like, I'll take a 6-pack of beer and some gum. And they'd bring it right to you.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Jessica in Cedar Rapids, what up?
Hi. Hey, I love your show. I wanted to hear Amy tell the joke. I go home and tell it to my daughter every day when you guys do that. Mm. She absolutely loves them and thinks they're hysterical.
You know what happened too? Walker Hayes was in. We forgot to do it before he came in. That's a good call. Hold on. We got you a second. Let's see. Ready?
The Morning Corny.
What was Beethoven's favorite fruit?
What was Beethoven's... What, Eddie?
You know, what is it?
No. I thought of it.
You know it?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that? I don't know.
All right. Well, Amy, what is Beethoven's favorite fruit?
Banana. Ah.
Funny, huh?
I like it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah. Bobby Bones, y'all. Jennifer in Missouri, what's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I just want to tell you how much I enjoy listening to you in the morning. You are just absolutely darling, and you keep it real.
I appreciate that. Sometimes I keep it too real, and I get in trouble. Then I keep it less real the next day. Then I get irritated at myself, and I keep it extra. It's just a bad cycle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, though, Jennifer. Thank you for calling in and talking to the show here. So what do you want to do? I want to read this to you. Do you think Carrie Underwood trolled me yesterday on Instagram, or do you think she meant this?
Let's see.
So I posted this picture because someone stole my shoes and I had to wear blue shoes to work out in, and I'm so OCD about everything. Red, 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 red. And I wore these blue shoes and I posted a picture on my Instagram. And so Carrie Underwood posts, and you can tell me what you think. She said, "Don't let it throw you off your game, bro." Now, is she like being like bro, like she's calling me a bro in the derogatory sense, like, don't be a bro. Because that's the thing. Don't be a bro.
Oh, that is? I thought bro was like a...
Or it could just be like, hey...
brother? Bro?
But I'm also working out in the picture.
Yeah, like a bro.
So it's a very bro picture. So when Carrie Underwood writes, "Don't let it throw you off your game, comma, bro," is she trolling me or is she being super cool? Eddie?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think she uses the word bro in her vocabulary.
You know her that well?
Well, when she comes in, she never says like, yeah, bro. So like, this is what we're going to do. I think she's trolling you, dude.
You think she's trolling?
Yeah, she saw you working out and she's like, okay,
what,
bro.
What a bro picture.
Yeah.
Huh. Lunchbox?
For sure trolling you.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Do you hear the sarcasm in that bro? Like, oh, you're so cool, bro. Like,
see, I like Carrie. I think she's just being funny.
Oh, man.
Well, for sure, she's not being mean.
But I think, Amy, what do you think here?
I checked bro on Urban Dictionary.
Go ahead.
Which is the go-to. Okay. And the number one definition is friend.
Yeah, what?
Commonly used in greetings.
Okay, what's number two?
Number two?
A dude that works out in blue shoes?
No.
Go ahead.
An alpha male idiot.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's how I read it.
So what do you think? Is she trolling me or not?
Wow. Normally a white man.
Yeah, ages me.
Between 16 and 25.
At the gym.
Talks about nothing but chicks and beer, drives a jacked up truck,
that's
plastered
my point.
With
that's,
stickers.
That's like a bro.
Right, so it's not, that's not you. I think she meant it as a friend, and yeah, she's the first definition, bro.
So we're 2-2, we're even. Let's go to Morgan number two, our 24-year-old who does digital. Morgan, is she trolling me, yes or no?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's like a friendly, hey, you keep working really hard.
What are you,
bro?
What are you laughing at?
Urban Dictionary says that a bro is also someone that spends a female amount of money on clothes and obsesses over his appearance to a degree that is not socially acceptable for a heterosexual male.
Wait, why has it got to be gay or not gay? Why can't you just...
Listen, this is Urban Dictionary. I'm just saying...
What?
On the post, you were complaining about your shoes being blue?
Yeah, I was like, someone stole my shoes. I'm giving a reward for my red ones.
Yeah.
That's a great find, Amy.
Oh, I know. Now, according to this part of the bro.
Am I gay?
No, that's not what she's saying.
Oh.
No.
No. I'm saying that you obsess over things that, like, are.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
not
everybody can be the judge. And I think Amy's switching.
I know.
You're opening this up to Facebook?
Nope.
No, bro. Yeah, put a poll up.
I don't open things up to Facebook anymore.
Bro, come at me, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Come at me, bro. That's another one. By the way, Morgan number two is 24 years old. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So, Cynthia Nixon, you may not recognize that name, but she is actually Miranda from Sex and the City, and she is running for New York governor.
I saw that.
And it is awesome. People are making, like, Sex and the City references, and people are stoked about her running.
I wonder what she would think, is Carrie trolling me or not. Can we get her on?
Let's ask her.
Yeah, all right, thank you. There you go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? You guys see the self-driving Uber that hits a person?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
I don't know much about it, but I feel like, shouldn't they have sensors or something telling them about to hit something?
They do. And secondly, someone was in the Uber. They weren't driving, but they were sitting there watching. But here's where the story is lost. Is because, and I'll play a couple clips first. This is from the news.
The Uber was, the vehicle was a Volvo again. It was a self-driving vehicle.
It was in the autonomous mode at the time. The vehicle was traveling northbound, and the pedestrian was outside of a crosswalk. So it was mid-block. And as soon as she walked into the lane of traffic, she was struck by the vehicle that was traveling northbound.
This is not a self-driving car problem. This is someone walking out in the middle of traffic.
Oh.
And the car even slowed down, they said. They said that no car could have not hit this person.
Oh.
Because she walked right in the middle. It wasn't a crosswalk.
So she was jaywalking?
Yes.
Interesting.
I just think self-driving is going to be way better than humans hit people all the time. It's not in the news.
Yeah, you're right.
She walked out at a place you're not supposed to walk out, according to the news. And the car did slow down, but it couldn't slow down quick enough. And we think a human would have? All I'm saying, well, I don't know why I'm sticking up for artificial intelligence.
But what are you doing?
I'm just looking at the other side of this, in that they quickly go, somebody's walking across the street, though, when they shouldn't walk across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Can't side with the robots, man. God, dude. Yeah.
I'm not siding with the robots.
You ever seen Terminator?
All I'm saying is I think it's a little more detailed than just a car running over someone who's standing on the sidewalk.
And this guy sitting in the car doesn't think about hitting the brakes.
Probably wasn't watching. Yeah, by chilling.
He's on his phone.
Yeah, he's working on his computer. He's got a self-driving
What's
Uber.
What's having a self-driver if you have to drive it?
And then he's supposed to fly over to the driver's seat and slam on the brakes.
Oh, no, you're in the driver's seat.
Oh,
it's not driver's ed.
He's in the back, just chilling, Amy, with a rider.
Oh, he was. Wait,
I know that's part of it too. But again,
you don't have to pay attention at all, and you're in the driver's seat.
My point too is, even if you're in that driver's seat, you're probably looking out, and you still don't see it if it was that quick.
Wow, I just never seen one of these. I pictured you're just sitting in the back, you're working, and your little robot
eventually
is driving
you. In 20 years, maybe 10 years even.
Mm-hmm.
But no. And I think, again, they make the point of it. She didn't walk out in a crosswalk or when the little glowy man says walk. Yeah. It was straight up jaywalking, according to the story. If something else comes out, but what are you supposed to do? A human would have hit her too. That's my point.
Well, human.
Right. It says, the police chief says, I suspect it appears that the Uber would likely not be at fault in this incident.
Now, tell me again why it's the automatic car's fault. The robots out there, listen, who's on your team early?
Even the chief's siding with the robots.
That's what I'm saying.
y'all, they're probably listening.
Who, the robots?
Yeah.
Of course
it's not our fault.
They're listening. And then
you would have hit it too. Yeah. I tried to stop as fast as I could.
Man.
One day, we were talking about Cheetos the other day.
Yeah.
And somebody on the show came to look at my phone. There was an advertisement for Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Because we were just talking about it on
the
show.
I hate that.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Well, there's that. And I hate that someone was hit by a car. Like, that's not funny. But my only point is, I think a human would have hit them too.
Yeah, it's very clear it would have been difficult to avoid this collision in any kind of mode of transportation, human or autonomous. Robot. I don't know how to say that word.
That's all I wanted to say.
And the author of that article was Robot. Written by Robot number 1472.
Ronnie Robot 950-43.
That's Timothy Lee Robot.
They don't even try to fake it.
Yeah, it's got a long number behind his name.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
I know. Did you see the custodian that when they had to walk out for all the gun violence, all the kids walked out of school, the custodian went and stole all the kids' stuff?
Oh, he
stole $180 from kids' book bags. There's no hey. There's no, like, that's okay.
Listen.
Are you about to say he's opportunistic?
Oh, yep.
No, he stole.
I understand. And he only got $180. Not very much.
For
and
kids, that's a lot.
That's lunch money, dude.
Out of all, he gave up his job for $180.
He didn't think he was going to get caught. He didn't sacrifice it and go, I'm taking the money. Goodbye, everybody. He got caught.
And there's not very many suspects because a lot of people walked out of school.
Oh, it was a woman. How sexist of me to assume it was a dirtbag man. I just assume it's a dirtbag man.
Always.
Always. Because men are dirtbags.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pigs.
While students in South Carolina participated in a walkout, a custodian helped herself to their cash. The custodian of the school went to the classroom and she rummaged through the book bag and said,
You don't take your bag with you when you walk out? I would.
I don't think so, because you expect no one to steal it.
Yeah, because you're
everyone's
coming back.
Gone. Everybody's gone. Lunchbox. Hold on. Okay, cool. I'll run this by you. Do you know this song here?
Yeah. It's Garth Brooks.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted me to sing it. What did you want me to do?
I just wanted to see if you knew
it. Yeah, I know it.
Do you know who wrote it?
No, I have no idea who writes songs.
Okay, Billy Joel wrote it. Billy Joel.
Oh, Piano Man.
Play me a song, you old Piano Man.
I got him.
So, did you know Billy Joel wrote it?
No clue.
Does that blow your mind at all?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Maybe Garth said that one time in his show, like when I went to, but I don't remember when he does that. But that's crazy. I didn't know Billy Joel wrote country music.
Well, did you know Billy Joel wrote that?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Because Billy Joel's kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, big deal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Kind of.
I can tell you what he...
This is Garth from Studio G.
I can tell you what he told me. He just said, hey, you got a lot of balls. That's what he said. And so I don't know if that means... Well, I don't know what it means. It just, if you know Billy, it means he kind of applauds the route you're going. So really cool. Shameless has had a million lifetimes in our career, as you can imagine. And just love it.
Here's Billy Joel doing it. I'm shameless. Maybe I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm changing. I swore I'd never compromise. You don't like that or you do like that?
No.
Only because it's not what you know.
Maybe, but it just doesn't sound good.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's different.
Favorite Billy Joel song that's not Piano Man? Amy.
I'd have to have help.
Oh, you would? Really?
It. He has more songs than Piano Man.
Yes, I mean, I know he's got tons.
Catalog. Like, for example, I Love You Just the Way You Are.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is maybe.
Just the way you are.
This is good.
This is Bruno Mars.
No.
Don't go changing.
Okay, how about...
But still rock and roll to me.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
You know this?
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
No.
Can't you tell that your tie's
never heard that
white?
Wow.
Maybe I should.
I really thought he's a one-hit wonder.
Dude, he's in the Rock and Roll. If he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he should be.
Hey, give him Uptown Girl.
Yeah, Uptown Girl!
Oh, I know that one. I know that one.
Do you know We Didn't Start the Fire?
Oh, he did that one?
But it was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Was he part of the band?
Nope.
No,
nope.
He's Billy Joel.
Okay. I didn't know if he broke off like Sting did from Wham.
No, Sting from the Police. Wham. You know, only the good die young. Yeah. You don't know any of this, huh?
No, I knew that one you just played, the one you sang for me. Second ago.
Do you know, and I don't think it's up here, but in the middle of the night,
I've been walking down the street,
walking in my sleep through the valley of fear.
No.
Where the river's so deep. No. I've been searching for something.
Kind of sounds like waking up in Memphis.
No, not at all.
Well, that's what it reminds me of.
Oh, man.
When you say walking through the streets, I think of
when
Memphis.
I was walking in Memphis. Walking.
With my head held so high.
Who is that?
With my feet in.
Mark Cohen, that's it.
Get out of here.
Get out of here with all you guys.
Come on.
Trivia. I'm going to tell you a story. I don't think you would mind me telling it. So Kid Rock was having dinner with somebody I know. And my friend was like, I got to tell you, Kid Rock is very generous. So what do you mean? I guess, look up Kid Rock's net worth, by the way, because he's loaded, obviously. And the internet doesn't know everything, but it always kind of has an idea. And she said when he eats dinner, he just passes out hundreds to the wait staff. The bus people. Yeah, what?
80 million.
80 mil.
What?
Yeah, my friend said he's the most generous person he's ever been around.
I've heard that about him for sure, but I didn't know he was worth 80 million.
He's worth so much that everybody that came around to help him, he just gave $100 to all night long. All night long.
Isn't that crazy? Be so cool to be that status.
To just be able to give?
Yeah, to be that level.
You don't have to give 100. You can give ones, threes.
To give out hundreds to every single person you meet. Like,
how's the 80 million going to last if you're doing that?
Exactly.
I think
80 million lasts,
that's,
man.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He has a new song called American Rock and Roll. I've been able to spend a little time. Listen, I got no hundreds. I haven't been on one of those dinners where he passes out money. But I've spent some time with Kid Rock. I find him to be quite pleasurable to be around. I know he's polarizing at times because he gets political. And even I think he had said to me in a public setting that probably wasn't the best idea. Because I'm not going to say something he said
in private. Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, probably wasn't the best idea for me to do. You know, whenever he was doing that.
Yeah,
you know,
the
run for Senate, mm-hmm. Kid Rock for Senate. But I do find him to be a really just nice guy to be around.
Yeah.
And whenever you think of Kid Rock, you think of, I am the bug.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm with the man of men.
No.
Jiggy.
I believe it goes. Ba with the ba, the bang to bang, diggy. Diggy said the boogie, said up jump the boogie.
How did you know that?
Well, because the college radio, that's what we did.
Dude, that's good. And I just would roll with it whenever it would come on. Bang the bang, the boom, boom.
Diggy said the boogie.
You're not even close, dude.
Well, my point is with all that is I think Kid Rock's a nicer guy than he lets on.
What's his real name?
Bob Ritchie. And he keeps telling me to call him Bob, and I go, okay, Kid Rock.
Like that. I'm good.
This reminds me of college radio. But he's had some massive hits. Cowboy.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So heads up, Starbucks is going to have a new drink starting on Thursday. It's only going to last for 4 days, or if they run out of ingredients before the 4 days is up, it'll be done. And it's going to be called the Crystal Ball Frappuccino.
Mm.
And you know it's going to be all over Instagram.
What's in it? What makes it crystally bally?
Well, it's made with a turquoise peach flavor that's swirled with vanilla, and then it has whipped cream with purplish rock candy on top. Mm.
I think if you said Starbucks was having a limited run in the dog turd frappuccino, people would still go, oh, we gotta get that. They just want that limited run Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
You know?
The picture of it looks really good.
Yeah, what else? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be like... it's up against last year's unicorn frappuccino for most posts and stuff like that. So Lunchbox is having a baby in August, and I'm pretty sure the first 2 days of the baby's born, we all need to go by and get a little whiff.
Of what?
Of the baby's
Lunchbox?
Head.
Gross.
Let's go by. I get a whiff of them right
smell
now.
Right
I'm
now.
Tell you, it ain't good.
No, it's like good for us. Yes, the scent of a baby's head, especially during the first 2 days of life, it sends like... you know, a message to our brain, like a reward trigger. And we just are like instantly happier after sniffing a newborn baby.
Instantly.
Wow. That's cool, I guess.
So, yeah. I mean, if Lunchbox is okay with us borrowing his baby.
Is that cool, Lunch?
Just bring it up here.
He'd probably charge us $5 a sniff.
Are you doing paternity leave?
I assume.
How much paternity leave?
Oh, you're asking him?
Yeah.
I think you get 3 months.
Do men get it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I literally have no idea.
Wow, I became a new mom. I didn't take 3 months.
Two kids.
Yeah.
Basically twins. That.
I mean, to be fair, you took about 3 months over the course of the years trying to get them, so.
I don't think so.
Careful, Bones. He's going to want 3 months.
I don't care what he does.
No, 3 months.
What do I care?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
What do I care? What else?
A random woman in Seattle, she paid over $600 to buy all the Girl Scout cookies that two girls were selling outside a grocery store. She's like, I'll take them all. But then she didn't actually physically take them with her. She told the girls, you know what? You just pass all these boxes out to strangers. Ah!
That's cool.
Isn't that so awesome? Can you imagine you're walking in, you get a free box of Girl Scout cookies?
But what about, let me just up the ante a bit.
What?
What if you just give them the money and said, here, I bought all the cookies. Just kidding. Sell those cookies too and add it to the pile.
Oh, that's cool too. Make more money.
Yeah, that's
then,
what I
but
did.
But then the kids don't get to bless all the strangers walking by with a free box of cookies. Like, that's the point. It's cool that she didn't even want to pass them out. She's like, hey, little girls, you get to pass them out.
No, I get it. It's just me going next level.
That's just what you do,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that's what
I do.
Yeah, they should have pocketed the $600
and then...
No,
it.
Double the money.
Girl Scouts don't need that extra.
Don't tell them what they need. Okay, what else?
So if you want your hair to smell like eggs and bacon, well...
I don't. Who would want their hair to smell like eggs and bacon? That's a... No.
Well, it's a novelty thing, or maybe you want to get this...
If you want your deodorant to smell like hash browns, boy, do I have a story for you. No, go ahead.
They do make bacon-scented all kinds of things, but Einstein Brothers Bagels, which is one of my favorite bagel places, they're introducing a new bacon and egg breakfast sandwich, and along with this, they're selling bacon and egg shampoo and conditioner.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. If you want to buy it, you can buy both of them for $10.
Who would wash their hair and make
it smell
like
bacon? It could be a fun gift, like a white elephant or...
I would be disgusted at that. All right, is that it?
Yeah, maybe. That's my pile.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
If you have a happy childhood, you're likely to have really strong relationships in your life. Because what they say is if you're a kid and you see all these working relationships,
You believe in them. Mm-hmm. You trust them, so you have them.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm associating lack of trust with the poor child. Like, when your childhood is not that great, do you not trust people as much?
Well, I never saw a successful relationship. So my mom was my real biological father. They weren't together. Her and my stepdad ended up divorcing. She had other relationships. So I never saw a healthy relationship. I don't know if that directly falls onto me, but I like someone like Lunchbox's parents are still together.
Mm-hmm.
How long have they been married?
Since they were 19, they're 63. So how to do the math?
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's a long time. And my grandparents, they were married for like 62 years before they passed away.
Wow.
Look at this. And this guy over here is just married up.
I'm married up almost 3 years. Got a little, what do you call it, bun in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you call it.
Your parents, are they still romantic with each other?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
You don't want to talk about it or just?
You want to think about it?
No, I don't think they are.
Do you ever see them kiss?
No.
But you kiss your dad on the lips.
So wait, who kisses your dad on the lips more, you or your mom?
Probably me.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think I've seen my dad kiss my mom. I think they kiss at the wedding, like when they're dancing. But besides that,
they don't get flirty and...
They don't really get flirty or...
Did you ever walk in on them as a kid?
Nope. They got a lock on the door.
Why would you ask that?
Yeah, why do you want to know that?
And
like,
if you
really
did, don't bring that up.
They got a lock on the door.
Erase it.
Why not?
Erase that memory.
Why edited you?
No, I never did. No.
I did, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
How old were you?
I don't know, but I remember it was so awkward.
But,
and it was on a Sunday morning.
But before church?
I think Ash.
But they were married.
I know, but it's still your parents. It's weird.
No, I know.
And that's one of the... I have... very few memories of my parents together.
And that's one of them. That's not together.
Bad. The one that's playing leapfrog.
Leapfrog.
Only my mom knew. I don't know that my dad ever knew. But
we didn't make eye contact. Like,
oh God, Amy, why would you say stuff like that?
Yeah, like what in the world?
Oh, I don't think my dad knew.
Oh, he didn't, because my mom talked to me about it.
Your mom talked to you. How old
were
you?
She asked me after church. I had to have been like six. I mean, my dad left when I was 8. I was probably 6 or...
And you remember it?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you see it in your head right now?
I don't want to see it in my head right now.
No, I'm just asking the question.
And then my mom, after church, we got home that day, and she said, do you want to talk about what you
Amy has her eyes closed right now.
She does.
Boy.
Amy's talking She's with her eyes closed.
I probably never...
What did your mom say? She
probably
said
never told anybody this.
This is good. Go ahead.
And now it's easier for me to talk about it, because mom and dad's probably listening, but my mom's not. What do you want to know?
So what'd you say to you after church?
She just asked me if I wanted to talk about what I saw.
And then what did you say?
I said, no. No, I don't want to talk about... No, I don't. We didn't have like a discussion.
Did you understand what was going on?
Yeah, I think she just wanted to make sure that it was like everything was okay. I don't know what you're looking for. It wasn't like a...
Do you want to talk about what you saw? Dude, that is a crazy question.
I don't
like,
want
I'm
to talk
a dad
about
and
it.
I would never want to ask my kids, son, do you want to talk about what you saw? No one wants to talk about what they saw.
I think that with a mom and a daughter, it's different. It wasn't like anything weird or crazy. She was just making sure that like I
get it.
I mean, I don't think I had.
I don't get it, but I'm good.
Like, I get what you're saying, but no, I would never do that.
Well, you just ignore
it?
You're
like,
son, you didn't see anything.
Shut up.
Snap your picture.
Shut up.
Snap
your fingers. Yeah, because you're a guy. I think like
shut
a
up.
Mom
shut
is different.
Room.
No.
You're grounded.
Grounded?
Yeah. I told you not to walk in. Get out of here.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
What's up today, Amy?
Working out with my friend Gracie. She comes over to the house and we'll kind of get our... Tracy Anderson on.
You know, Gracie is Steve Mokler's wife, and I was talking to someone on FaceTime, a listener yesterday.
Yeah?
I have a video on my phone, and they said that one of Steve Mokler's songs is going to be their wedding song. I meant to send this to him, and I forgot.
Oh, you should. Let him know.
What a jerk I am for taking this video and then not sending it. Hold on. Here, this is it.
I'm talking to a couple here in Indianapolis, and they're getting married. And tell me what the story is that song?
My name's Vance, and this is Danny. And we're going to get married soon, and our first dance song is going to be the Suitcase.
Steve Mokler's song, Suitcase. Yeah, because it's like their song they used to drive around and listen to. Yeah, I need to give that to you, to give to her, to give to him. Anyway, Amy's cool. She's going to go hang out with Steve Mokler's wife.
That's cool.
No, she's Gracie. She has a name. Oh. She's not just Steve.
I know her.
But she's married to Steve Mokler.
Yeah,
that's but that's
cool.
Not how
that's
I know
cool.
her.
That's cool, like, right? Cool. Steve Mokler's cool.
I didn't even...
What?
I didn't even know Steve when cool. I became friends with her.
But my story is I was talking
But then I was like, oh, you're married to Steve Buckley.
Let's be friends, really.
JK,
really.
JK, JK.
But yeah, so I was FaceTime with listeners yesterday, and he said this is going to be their wedding first dance song. Steve Mokler, who Amy's going to have workout with his wife later today. No, really, Amy's friends with her. Miss Mokler.
Everybody wants a house on the hill. Everybody wants a ski boat.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Everybody wants a big promotion at the end of the year. Everybody wants a swimming pool and a big backyard. A little more vacation and a brand new car. But I'd be fine watching you watch the sun go down. With your head.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.
Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.